But the meaning of the gospel does not ultimately depend only grace and His truth. The contradiction between Jesus and Mary is important. To preach and say it because of what it says about Mary, and therefore about Jesus, for Mary always points to Jesus. Where do we begin in understanding this conversation? Okay. We begin with the revelation of St. John, where the woman, that is the term used, is that mysterious, symbolic figure who is the key figure in the drama of salvation. She is the woman who gives birth to the most maritime and enters into conflict with dragon serpents. In Revelation, the woman in birth pains brings forth a maritime who is the Messiah, and he's taken up into heaven. The great dragon identified and the serpent of Genesis by Revelation, frustrated by the child's ascension, turned against the woman and her offspring. The tradition of the church identifies this woman, the woman, and Mary, who is the symbol of the church in the deepest sense. Mary, who is the mother of the church, but above all, Mary, who is the new Eve. The new Eve, who by her yes overturns the bondage and death of Eve's known. So, this is the concept. What you said, Mary, is not true. It's not the respect. This is the context in which you must understand the conversation between Mary and Jesus as when it is at Cana. It is Mary who observes the world. They have no wine. This is not only a fact. It is a request. It is a request to perform a sign. That the sign that will show the glory of God to the Savior of the world. But before he does perform this sign, he must make clear his refusal of Mary's intervention. How does this concern of yours involve me? Mary cannot have any role in Jesus' ministry. His signs must reflect the absolute power of the absolute sovereignty of his Father, not any human or family attention. What he must do alone. He who was born, not by God, not by human desire, nor by man's creates, but by God. But it is a new name who makes this request. It is the handmaid of the Lord who makes this request. And so, just as Eve, who gives the request of Adam, brought sin into the world, so Mary's request is an occasion, is the occasion of Jesus' epiphany to the disciples, the first manifestation is rendered, the one word is changed into one. But never to illustrate, her role in the relation must wait until the glorification of her son, the final manifestation, the final epiphany. It is only after the final battle between the son and the serpent that was raised on the cross. It is only the hour of patience, death, resurrection, and ascension. Here is Mary's fundamental role, her ministry. It is as the woman, behold your son. When they all pray, all the first priests, bishops of the church, when they all betrayed, Mary was there at the foot of the cross. Here is the final struggle of the woman with the serpent. It is here at the foot of the cross that she is entrusted with offspring whom she must protect in the continuing struggle between Satan and the followers of the Messiah. Here, at the foot of the cross, is Mary, Mother of the Church. Here, Mary is our mother, our protector, we who are the offspring of the Church, we who have been born again as adults by water and the Holy Ghost. Here is our idea of perfect health, our idea of good health. Here is our support, our rights, our success, and hope. Here is the mother of all families, of all Christians. One more thing. It's not by chance that Christ chose not his public ministry at a wedding feast. As I mentioned, it's so not very relieved the temporal ones, but to show the great dignity of marriage. Marriage is an act of faith. Faith, above all, in God's name. He made us, and he made marriage. Marriage is an act of faith, of hope in an unknown future. What God wants, sorrows, what expectations, interested to the world, what struggles and the problems accepted to lighten his cross. Let us pray that Jesus and Mary will always be imagined as our wedding celebrations. Let us pray that our faith in Mary, may your might be increasing. Let us pray Therefore, all doors who have been broken in marriage, emotionally and spiritually, by the love of independence, which have done so much to destroy marriage. That is where I said before, we have the courage to be heroic in living a life of purity. Let us pray that those who are for a time follow the lines may simply allow to participate in the eternal way of direct by making a good, complete salvation now while they still have time. Dear friends, when following Jesus seems difficult, when following God's love seems difficult, and how following human nature makes us sometimes it's difficult, let us follow Mary's advice. Thank you.